दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अभिनीत शुक्ला। Union Cabinet has approved the Semicon 2.0 with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees to strengthen India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the cabinet decisions while briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said, "Building on the momentum of Semicon 1.0, the scheme aims to further the government's commitment to putting India on the global semiconductor map."
Semicon 2.0.
Semicon 2 is built around six key pillars. The first pillar focuses on chip design. The second places major emphasis on semiconductor machinery and materials. The third aims to establish many new semiconductor fabrication units. The scheme also includes provisions to further strengthen the ATMP and OSAT industry, which has already gained momentum in India with 10 units already established.
Us industry ko aur aage badhane ke
The minister said the cabinet also cleared the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. The government also approved two elevated corridor projects at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh to improve road connectivity and reduce congestion and travel time. The projects include a six-lane greenfield elevated corridor covering over 46 kilometers between National Highway 19 and Varanasi Ring Road in Uttar Pradesh, on the hybrid annuity model, improving urban mobility. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed confidence that the India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting will take forward the strong momentum of the partnership enabled by the India-EU FTA, Security and Defence Partnership and the Mobility Framework. Talking to media yesterday after the third India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting in Brussels, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and the EU have a natural affinity. He added that India and the European Union have developed this trust with each other and now strive to take that into the business and technology domain. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal described the India-EU FTA as fair, equitable and balanced, which is a win-win agreement for every sector in both the nations. Highlighting the discussions during the meeting, he said that they shared a vision for an innovation-driven, trusted and future-ready growth partnership. India and Belgium have agreed to deepen cooperation in areas including trade and investment, green energy transition, innovation and technology, connectivity, defense, security, regional and global issues, as well as people-to-people exchanges. The first meeting of the India-Belgium Strategic Dialogue was held yesterday in Brussels, marking a significant step towards strengthening bilateral relations through a more structured and comprehensive partnership. The inaugural session of the strategic dialogue was co-chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, European Affairs and Development Cooperation of Belgium, Maxime Prevot. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal has launched the eVSP portal of Vidhi Sahitya Prakashan of the Legislative Department in New Delhi. The portal aims to expand digital access to legal knowledge by making important judgments of the Supreme Court and High Courts, legal journals, reference books, and other legal literature in Hindi available online. Addressing the event yesterday, Mr. Meghwal stressed the need for the use of simple, lucid, and citizen-friendly Hindi in the legal domain. Translational Health Science and Technology Institute, that is THSTI, an institute of the Biotechnology Research and Innovation Council, celebrated its 17th Foundation Day yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, BRICS Secretary Dr. Rajesh Gokhale appreciated the exceptional milestones scaled by THSTI over the journey. He commended the Institute's robust translation ecosystem and high-impact scientific output, underscoring its pivotal role as a driver of innovation and self-reliance in India's rapidly expanding bioeconomy. In FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on England in the second semi-final match at Atlanta, USA at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, Spain stormed into the final after registering a 2-0 victory over France in the first semi-final clash in Texas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.